Good morning and shalom. We are so grateful today for having an opportunity to gather and just listen to the word of God together. It's a joy to know that the word of God lives forever, and we can depend on this word for the victory. As we continue to get into the revelation of God, the revelation of Jesus Christ to the church, which is given for us so that we can be able to be victorious. In the beginning, Jesus says that everybody who reads this revelation is blessed, and everybody who listens to this revelation is more blessed, and everybody who put it into heart and practice it is highly blessed. So I want to keep on encouraging us to do the necessary. Let's respond to this word. We're in Revelation chapter 12 and verses 9 all the way to 18. We have been looking at a very important topic on spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. We already discovered that the spiritual warfare began in chapter 12. This is the war on earth, and the war will continue. And we discover how this war was declared. The war was declared by God. Let me say, in chapter number 3 of the book of Genesis, when Satan sinned and he made the woman to go against God, God told Satan that he will put enmity between him, the devil, and the woman, and between the offspring of the devil and the offspring of women. So it was declared long time ago. And for that reason, the devil has been fighting all through, because he knew that God had said he'll be defeated. God had said that the seed of woman is going to step or to crush on the head of the serpent. But the serpent was told he's going to bruise the heel of this seed of woman. So the devil didn't exactly know what that meant. And for that reason, he has been fighting all through to make sure that he kills the seed. Anything he thinks that is a seed of God, he keeps on fighting. If you look at even from the killing of Abel, that's where it began. Immediately it was declared, the devil instigated Cain to kill his brother because he thought that the seed that would crush the devil would be there. And as you continued in Egypt, he tried to kill all the firstborn children. I mean, all the boys at the age of 2 and below in the time of Moses, trying to look for anybody whom the devil thought would crush his head. He didn't know when it will come, but he knew one day it will come. He has continued fighting this until in the New Testament, he came and tried to kill Jesus, or he killed children in the time of Jesus when Jesus was born, because the devil still remembered that was said that he would be defeated at one time. And he killed so many children through Herod, instigated by the devil. And you can continue and even see that even the death of Jesus, the devil thought and knew, we have finished him. He knew that he had victory. He forgot that the terms of the battle was, you will bruise the heel of the seed of woman, what he was doing, bruising him. But he forgot, or he did not get this, that the seed of woman would crush his head. That one he forgot. And sure enough, by the death of Jesus, he had already crushed the head of Satan, of the dragon. But the dragon, with that madness, a crushed devil, it's a mad devil. He thought that he'd continue fighting, but this time his battle changed. He's now fighting with deception. That's what he has been doing. And so we discovered the way he tried to, you know, to kill the woman. The woman is Israel, and he hates Israel with a passion, and he fights passion. And he has instigated so many godly men and women of God in the world to fight Israel just because they know or they think that the Messiah claimed to came or to come through Israel. And for this reason, he tried to kill Israel. Even to this very day, he's fighting that. But Israel has been given a place by God, it'll be hidden. And that's what we saw in Revelation 12, verse 1 to 9. Revelation 9, 12, 9 to 18, to continue, we want to focus on this spiritual warfare for the Israelites and her children against the kingdom of darkness led by the dragon in the last days. The session reveals much about spiritual warfare for the believer in Christ, i.e., we will understand much about the opposition that comes from the devil himself. The opposition is because we follow Jesus, the opposer, that is Satan and his agents. And we also want to understand the names given. It's called dragon, ancient serpent. He's Satan, he is the deceiver, he is everyone, his names, his titles. We also want to understand his wicked strategies. We also want to understand in this one, as we study here, our victory. And then the resources for victory. This is a challenge to the church to be committed to Christ, not to be ignorant of the schemes of the devil, and to continuously depend on the blood of Jesus and the word of testimony to win victory in the last days. So we want just to highlight one thing here, that our victory against Satan is sure. We are in unforeseen battle. We do not see. It is there. It's more real than any other war that has been fought. It is done by the devil himself. And here the devil brought himself. He came by himself. You can see the way he gave himself into this one. He did not send another one. He came himself. This is to tell you that the devil knew that if he loses this, he loses everything. And so we can, if we read from verses 9 to 12, we'll be able to see the results of the war that was already fought in heaven. Let's read and see. These are the results of the war. And we want to see it. What are the results of this war to the dragon himself, to heaven, and to earth? And the Bible says, and the great dragon was thrown down. That's the result, number one. The serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down together with him. Now, that is the first result. The devil and the dragon, Satan, this ancient enemy, was hurled down. He was defeated, and his position in heaven was shut down. He had some room to roam, to go back to heaven, and because he knew that he'd go to heaven, he come to earth. But this particular war did something very spectacular. It closed the dragon permission never to go back to heaven again. I think that is great. Look at heaven. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before God day and night. Now we also see that there is victory in heaven. Because this accuser, you know, devil had filled heaven with accusation. I think that something was nagging. I want to believe it was a nagging experience where Satan comes to heaven only and only not to enjoy the worship, not even to enjoy the presence of God, but he would come to the heavens only to accuse the children of God. And because he was allowed to, God had allowed him to do that, the devil, I think he would always get to this heaven. I don't know where he was, near the altar or wherever. But wherever he is, he would always accuse. But this time, one of the results in heaven is that they are happy. Why? The kingdom has come. Salvation has come. The power has come. Authority has come. That's why, because this accuser has been thrown down. He accuses before God, his children, before God, day and night. That was a nagging issue before God, I am sure. So that's another one. But you see the results of this war on earth. And they overthrew him, the lamb, by the blood of the lamb, because of the word of the testimony, and they did not lose their lives. They did not love their lives even to die. For this, listen, rejoice, O heaven, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time. Now, the other result in heaven is that the earth is under war. You see, verse 12, it says, heaven is to rejoice. That's true. But look at the earth, that you who dwell in them, in heaven, they are to rejoice. Why are they rejoicing? I think they were nagged by Satan for many years. But on earth, woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come and he is furious. He has got wrath. Why? He knows that his time is only short. And I think that's something that we need to know. Those of us who live on earth today, let's get to know that the devil is wrathful. A wrathful devil is there to fight with us, and he cannot take chances. He'll do whatever he wants to do to make sure that he has defeated us. But how can we triumph over him? Verse 12, 11 gives us, we've got three things. One, those people and we too, they overthrew him. They defeated him, and we can overcome him by three things. Number one, the blood of the lamb. I think that's the number one insurance, an assurance for a victory. The blood of the lamb. Let's use the blood. Cover ourselves with the blood. Cover our children with the blood. Cover our works with the blood. Cover our bodies with the blood. The blood of Jesus is able to keep this evil closer to us. It is because of the blood. Number two is the word of our testimony. What does that mean? We need to keep on testifying on what God has done. Testify means we agree with what God has done. If God says we are victorious, we say we are victorious. That's the testimony. If God says that we have overcome, we declare we have overcome. That is the victory. And number three is that they did not love their lives even to death. That means they had already said, if I die, I die. I think that's a very good opportunity for us. Even as we go to fight this, we are not afraid of death. That even if we come to a point that we can die, there's no problem. As long as we know we have opposed him. And so we continue to see that the powers of darkness are there, and they are fighting us. But let's see something to do with the war in heaven and the wicked strategies that they have. And when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman, that is the Israel, who gave birth to the male child. We see that Israel is being persecuted this very day. That's another one thing we need to know about the war here on earth. Israel is being persecuted to this very day. That's why Israel is the woman, she has no peace. Number 14, and the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman in order that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she was nourished for a time and times and have a time, just 3.5 years, from the presence of the serpent. Number two is that God has protected Israel, and God will protect Israel. Let me ask you, we have seen a lot of bombs thrown to Israel. We have seen Israel is surrounded by enemies all through. What do you think? Why do you think she's able to survive? Do you think it's because of the iron domes that she has, that she has made there? Not at all. It's because God has said he has been given the wings of an eagle, and God is protecting Israel. And God is nourishing Israel, and God will continue to do that. 15, and the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and drank up the water, the river, which the dragon poured out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keeps the commandment of God and who hold the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, and in short, we say, when the devil discovered that he cannot be able to fight Israel, because the way God has continued to protect, including God can use the earth, and God will use the earth, the devil spills the water so that he can flood him and kill her. That is Israel. And God has protected her, and he will protect her the very day. So the devil also makes war with the rest of her offspring. Who are the offspring? It is the church of Jesus Christ. Those who believe in Jesus. You know, we are the children of Abraham because we believed. So that's why the devil today fights with Israel and with the church. May God know, may God help us to know that our victory is sure with the blood and with the testimony. Lord, help us to testify about what you have said and to believe in your blood and not to fear death for you, in Jesus' name.